It doesn't take a lot, but it takes a lot of being genuine. What if we had 1,000 or 3,000? 5,000, I'm pushing my limits here on what to expect. But let's say we have 3,000, 3,500 truly enlightened Chambra. Just once in a while, it doesn't have to be every day, once in a while, just stopping for a moment and sharing with the planet your light. Let's do it right now. Let's put on some music and do it. And I'm going to bring Tobias in even closer here. He's going to short wall you, and I'm going to allow you. I'll be saying just allow, and he'll be saying stand behind the short wall. Let's put on that music and just do it. That's all it takes, is you just taking the moment, us together. Oh, the planet, crazy right now. But in a way, long overdue for a change. Past due. And now it's happening, and I smile about it because I see the beauty in what's going to happen. And then you try to shame me. Whoa, Damas, people are going to die. Yeah, everybody's going to die. I mean, I'm not real concerned about it. Yeah, some people die to COVID. But they're going to die anyway. And that's, you see, oh, you go, oh, oh, oh. No, no, no. When you get to a place of true compassion, you realize how appropriate all that was. There's not one life that was lost by accident or by error. Not one life that ended too soon. This whole thing with the coronavirus moved people into the next level. The next level sometimes is death, which actually is a great relief at times. And it's a renewal, it's a start, a new start. You're benching to the planet right now, just shining a light. Not telling the planet what direction to go or what to do, but that light goes out and to all the ones, please help me on the keyboard. Goes out to them. No agenda. No rescue. And did I say no counseling? It's such a beautiful, simple thing. Wouldn't you say, Tobias, that this benching is so, so simple? Why do they make it confusing? Why do you think? And Tobias said, because you think you have to be doing something. You have to be doing something. You have to be pushing or pulling or forcing or yelling. But you don't. You're so used to having to have action or manipulation of energy, but you don't here. It's simply shining your light. Get used to it. And some of you still, according to Tobias, still have some fear overlays. Fear about dark. Fear about darkness taking over the planet. A fear of the devil. And so you approach benching very cautiously and somewhat fearfully, thinking you have to keep moving the planet to light versus dark. And listen to Pronost from a few weeks ago. They're the same thing. And there's no devil that's going to take over. There's no evil force. Take a moment just to let your light shine out openly to the planet. Now, you don't have to visualize a happy planet where everybody's driving a nice new electric vehicle and eating organic tofu. You don't have to imagine that. I know some of you think, well, I have to create this visual of this shining, glimmering planet. Everybody's happy. No, you don't. You can if you want, but don't force it. Don't try to make the world and humans comply to your desires. You're just simply shining a light. A light can go into the darkest places. It will go into the darkest places. Shining your light, imagine, again, without agenda, but suddenly world leaders who are really into power right now, I mean really into power, and they have some really weird, strange transformation in the middle of the night in a dream state and changes life, their life and history of their country forever. Possibly. Let's just shine our light together right now. Not trying to inflict anything. No agenda. No anything. Just being who you are. The God that you are. The master that you are. That's it. And then it's up to them what they do with it. And then watch the news. Watch the headlines. Particularly when we gather like this, which we'll be doing more and more often. And watch what happens shortly afterwards. Shortly meaning yet anything within 3 months. Calder is giving me a hard time because angelic shortly and human shortly are two different things. Watch how things start changing on the planet. And sometimes not always what you would consider the best. Sometimes it may be taking a few steps backwards, but watch then over the long term. It's simply shining your light. There's not a lot of work to it. You can do it, you could literally be reading a book and shining your light. Or you could be polishing your shoes on the park bench. Some of you should be polishing your shoes, and you're still shining your light. Maybe just watching the birds fly and eating a ice cream cone. And it doesn't have to be a park bench, literally. It can be a chair at home, just sitting in the grass or the snow. I heard somebody from Finland say, what about snow? That's fine. Snow is good. Let's take a deep breath and shine our genuine light out to the world right now without agenda. And as you do, this light, it contains your story. It contains your history. You're shining yourself out onto the planet. And as you do, as you shine your light, you're really first shining it unto yourself. You know, when you can sit here and have total compassion and acceptance, when you can sit here and realize that everything is within, even before it goes out to the world, it hits upon yourself, upon the human still on the other side of the river. It hits upon every one of your past lives. It goes out to every one of what you call your future lives. You see, that's kind of the irony in shining your light. It goes to you first. And then it goes to the planet. We'll end differently today than we normally do. Normally I make my grandiose exit proclaiming that all is well in all of creation, which it is. But today, after I end my talking, and Tobias says I talk a lot, but after I end my talking, we're just going to let the music continue. Another 20 minutes or so. And let's all continue to bench. Shining the light out to the world. and to yourself. So with that, I bid you goodbye until our upcoming message to Chambra on February 22nd, 2022. Surprise! With that, let's continue benching as the lights come down.
Thank you.